Taylor Watch. Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch.
Hey.
Happy Thursday to ya.
Yeah. Happy Thursday to ya.
I don't know why it's just easy to like launch into.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy Thursday to ya.
Happy Thursday. Thursday just rolls off the tongue.
Thursday does.
Yeah.
And I like a Thursday, actually. I think it's a fine day of the week.
Thursday.
Anyway, it's Thursday. High. Slightly higher energy than Tuesday, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Generally speaking, you know, the grief is still there, lying dormant, but we are prevailing, and we shall continue to prevail.
We're strong women.
We're independent. We're incredible.
Baddies with the fatties.
Yep. Especially that.
Sexy.
Cool.
Funny. Smart. Pretty. Nice.
Not ever been done before.
Yep. Never before
unique,
seen.
Not like other girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Completely unique. And nobody will ever be us.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is. But so we're still on our Eras Tour hangover. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're thinking about, I'm itching, Gia. Itching to get back to something else. I need to be in a performative setting. I need to be at a play or a concert or something. And as Game Time helped us so much throughout the Eras Tour and helped so many other Swifties.
Yeah.
I think that they can help us with a lot of other things.
Totally. I mean, our girl Gracie Abrams
just
announced that she's extending her tour.
Oh, is she?
Coming back to New York. She's going to be in Red Rock. She's going to be all over the place.
Let's go.
So definitely going to be using Game Time to score some Gracie Abrams tickets, no doubt.
Hell yeah.
You guys know how much we love Game Time. Now with their brand new Game Time Picks feature, they're making it even easier to get to a game. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. I saw some amazing Game Time Picks deals for the Gracie concert, so I'm super excited.
I didn't even know she's come back to New York. I'm so pumped.
Yeah, she announced it like 2 or 3 days ago.
I might like literally buy tickets right now. She's going to MSG?
Yep.
That's so exciting.
I know. It's for a while, though. It's not till like June, but that's perfect, honestly.
Oh, but that's great. Honestly, yeah. I'm busy till then, so.
Yeah. So just pull up your chosen event and turn on the GT pick setting at the top of the screen, or browse the best local Game Time picks deals near you on the Game Time app homepage. What are you waiting for? I'm going to buy. It looks like Kelly's about to buy those Gracie Abrams tickets right now.
I'm literally looking at them right now.
With Game Time picks. So take the guesswork.
End of July.
Yep, perfect. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TWATCH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code TWATCH for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it?
Game time. Regardless, all of that aside, we will talk about Taylor, but I think congratulations are in order first.
Yay!
Congratulations to Selena Gomez on your engagement, girl. Damn. That, I don't know why, like, I saw that and I like choked. I gasped so hard.
Yeah.
I think we kind of all foresaw something like this because she and Benny Blanco,
they've been
of course,
going strong,
very in love. And I'm just really happy for her.
I'm happy for her. It's hard not to look at these pictures and like not feel anything but just like happiness for Selena. It's just like she looks so happy. The ring is beautiful.
Gorgeous ring.
Yeah,
holy
really.
Fuck. A marquee cut is that's class.
I feel like that is
it's rich people shit.
Like a no one does marquee anymore.
No one, yeah. I know. It's one of my best friends, she loves marquee cut and all of her like her engagement ring. She has another ring that's like it. And I'm always jealous because I think it's so beautiful. It's very regal.
Yeah,
you know what
it
I mean?
Is very
like,
regal.
It's very regal cut.
And I also
if
like
you have
how,
a big enough diamond like that, it's
yeah.
like you know, it looks incredible.
I also feel like even though obviously the diamond is huge and then the diamond band wrapped around is insane.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like it's a little understated
for sure.
For how potentially grandiose it could have been.
Absolutely.
And I love that because I feel like
it's very classy.
Wearing a fucking, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wearing like a huge fucking rock on your finger is one, dangerous. And
well,
two,
you know,
it's
it
a
makes,
little obnoxious sometimes.
I completely agree. And all it makes me think of is like, makes me think of like a Kim Kardashian where she was running around with like what however many carats that
was
in the
like
ring.
A you 10 know,
she,
carat.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, she got robbed in Paris. It sucks. But like, that's the kind of shit. Like, not everyone needs a rock as big as that.
Mm.
I think this is like a perfect a perfect size. I think it's obviously like huge, but not in the way that it's like, oh my God,
yeah,
you know, gross. Like yeah, it's just, it's fantastic.
It's and really I, beautiful. She looks so happy.
She looks so happy. I said in my
Taco
in my
Bell
little,
picnic.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Yeah.
I said in my little blog about them that, that I'm just really happy for her because she seems to be very happy in both her professional life and her personal life, which is a really hard thing to have both,
yeah,
you know? And it's just nice to see after she's been through so much over time, and I think that it's wonderful. I also said that I am aware that I've maybe talked a little shit about her before when she gets messy online, but we, especially at Taylor Watch, have always loved her and Benny. We've always been like,
yeah,
these two fit.
They make sense.
Yeah, they make sense. They fit. I think they bring out the best in each other. I think that they bring out like fun pieces of each other. You know, like Selena is fun and cute and cool and quirky, and I think that like, she doesn't have to put on airs with him. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
She's very much herself. And I think also, too, her hanging out with, like, the Steve Martin, Martin Short, Meryl
yeah,
Streeps
yeah,
of the world
yeah,
have totally made her comfortable being herself. And I think that I'm just so, yeah, so happy
for her. She was nominated
for
a Golden Globe?
Yeah, for Emilia Perez or
yeah,
whatever.
Good for
yeah,
her.
Yeah.
So awesome.
It's fantastic.
So
she's taken over, you know? And I love that she's embracing acting again. Like, I feel like there was a time where she just like was doing music only and not acting. But
yeah.
I feel like she likes acting more.
Did you watch her Variety with Saoirse Ronan?
Oh, no, not yet.
She,
I didn't see it yet.
Said, she was like, I think I'm like too old for the pop star life, which is funny. I'm like, girl, you're only 30.
I was
like,
gonna say, not even close.
Yeah,
but,
you're
but
like
also,
really young. But
I get
what she was implying. I think
yeah,
she just said like, well, her pop star career kind of like ebbed and flowed almost.
Yes.
Like there was a peak, then it kind of went down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to like kind of come back after taking like a long break like that. And
absolutely,
I feel like Rare Beauty has been like her like passion project.
For sure.
So I think maybe she just found something that she likes more. So I
absolutely
get that. Yeah.
I watched the Ariana Paul Mezcal one. Did you watch that one?
Oh,
fantastic.
My God. Wait, also so funny how Paul could not look her in the eyes once.
No, it was hilarious. Like
he was so nervous.
He was so nervous. It was really cute. But also their conversation, I was blown away. I highly recommend to anybody
yeah,
that,
highly
that
recommend.
Hasn't
it
seen
was
it.
So good.
But the reason I bring it up is because kind of the same vibes from Ariana being like, I've always been like a theater kid. I've always, you know, I did acting when I was young and then I, you know, went into singing and performing. And so those things are not foreign to me. But now I'm just kind of falling back into these other things.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm just at a point in my life where I feel really healthy. Like this is what I'm doing. And
yeah,
I totally understood that because the pop game is not for the weak. And especially when with these crazy stands online,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
Taylor's fans included are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And I think that are, you know, not all Swifties, but some Swifties. And, but I do think that there's some truth to, you know, being like so heavy in the pop game and not necessarily growing out of it, but maybe like expanding past it.
Yeah.
And I think that all these pop stars like Selena, Ariana, I'm sure there's other people in that same like class that are going to start doing similar things. Like Taylor might too. Taylor might, she's obviously shifting into new projects and things like that. Like she'll never stop writing music.
Directing.
Right. She'll never stop, you know, doing music. But I think that there's a lot of truth to be said. Like you grow with your audience and, you know, we're not looking for Selena Gomez to shake ass on stage. Like
yeah,
I'm not being like, oh, I'm not comparing her to Chappell Roan, you know,
yeah,
or
yeah,
Sabrina Carpenter. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
totally different.
I had a thought and it just literally disappeared from my brain.
Oh, shit.
As I was saying it out
loud. I
barreled
on too long.
No, no, it's okay. I was gonna say something about
Ariana.
Yeah,
pop,
something about pop girlies. But I get what you're saying for sure about like the stands and everything. And also I do feel like being a singer or like a big pop star is a little bit more taxing than being like an actor. I don't know if
absolutely,
that's 100% true because like obviously you have to like be on call and like early call times and all that stuff. But
I think there's less downtime as a pop star.
Yeah.
I think it's
like
it's like you always have to be
constantly touring.
On.
You're on a tour bus. Like you can't like go like back to a hotel room or like.
You also always have to be yourself. You
yeah,
know? Like
yeah,
with when you're an actor, it's like, oh, right. You
like
you put on the pop star.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
acting
yeah,
like a pop star.
You have to do it with a broken heart.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I would get tired of that personally.
Yes.
I'd be like,
it
oh my God, I need
so
a fucking
hard
break.
For me. Like,
I'd rather
like,
be anyone else.
Like, I feel like we would both be like Chappell Roan. We were like 100%
Gia. No, no.
I'm having neither a bad mental health day. I can't perform.
Literally. I would cancel every show. Like, I would sell out MSG and be like, I'm just not feeling it today, y'all. Like, I just can't do it. Yeah, I'm sorry, I just can't do
it.
You
have
to understand.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm just in a bad mood. Yeah. I didn't sleep last night. I can't do it. Yeah. Like, that's literally like, no, the amount of shit, like, I always crack up. I think maybe that's why we kind of stand up for travel, because we know how that feels.
Yeah,
like, that's
yeah.
So sometimes it's just not it.
Yeah,
you know?
It's hard. Like,
it's really hard.
Yeah, that's funny though.
It is.
This is kind of a tangent, but kind of similar to what we're talking about, on topic of what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. They announced that they're going to do a Tangled. Disney's going to do a Tangled live action.
Oh my
action,
God, I saw that. And I'm
so excited for.
I'm excited, but nervous. First of all, Mandy Moore is the voice of
Rapunzel.
Rapunzel. And so whoever it is has to sound exactly like that. Like,
yes.
Like, I almost wish it could be Mandy Moore somehow, but it can't
I know,
be.
I can't.
So I
on that
know.
Topic of pop stars to actor
oh.
actress, I would love Sabrina Carpenter to be
oh,
Rapunzel.
She would be really good.
She would be good. She's young.
She would be
she's,
really good.
She's quirky. I think she can play that kind of like
and she
aloof.
Has, does she have an acting? No.
She was in Disney.
She was Disney. I feel like
but
there's
very
another,
randomly.
I feel like there's another blonde like tiny blonde actress.
Oh, Dove Cameron?
Dove Cameron.
Is that who you're thinking of? Yeah, I
yes.
always, yeah.
I would always
get her and Sabrina confused in the beginning.
I
yeah.
always forget about Dove Cameron. I think Dove Cameron is the one that Rhea ran into one time at dinner, and she's like, your shirt's cute, or your shirt, like,
yeah.
And I was like, who's that? And then she's like, so beautiful. And
yes.
Like, and she does look like
she
Sabrina.
She has the coolest, like,
does she have brown hair,
facial
though,
features. She changes her hair color, but she's mostly usually like platinum blonde.
Got it. Yes.
She dated Leo from Tell Me Lies. Thomas
yes.
Doherty. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does she sing?
She sings, yeah. She would be a good option as well,
she
I think.
She could be. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know why she popped in my head. But no, Sabrina would be great as that. And she's like quirky and funny. Like,
yeah.
Like Rapunzel is very
she's like aloof
silly.
And
yeah.
silly. And
she's all over the place,
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
klutzy.
She's naive to the world.
Yeah. And that would be really cute. Ooh,
but
who would play Flynn Rider?
So I saw somebody tweeted, and I saved this picture because I was like, oh my God, if this is the casting, I'm going to freak out one day. But Taylor Zachary Perez.
Oh my God, of course.
Zachary Taylor Perez.
Are you
kidding I always forget
me?
His name. Is it Taylor Zachary or Zachary?
Taylor,
Taylor?
Zachary.
Taylor Zachary.
Yeah. Holy shit, I forgot about him. That is
I know.
So perfect.
I feel
and
like
he is so handsome.
Would be perfect Flynn Rider. Yeah.
He's so handsome.
He's
and
so
that
handsome.
Picture of the two of them is so good.
Right?
Wait, when that picture was taken, were people saying they should be tangled? Now
yes,
that I'm
people.
Them,
yes,
I'm kind of thinking.
They
I'm
have been
remembering.
A like a dream or like a fan cast,
like a fan
forever
cast
and ever. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I would love
so,
that.
I would love that.
I totally forgot about him.
Or
God.
Even
Red, White, and Royal Blue. Oh,
one of my favorite movies.
Me
I need
too.
To rewatch that. Honestly,
me too. It was fucking awesome.
So good.
So good.
I love them. Honestly, what's his face would be good too. Nicholas Galazine.
Oh yeah, he would. But
he
could be
the prince.
He could be
he's
better
a little too,
as
like, cookie cutter prince.
Agreed. He could be better as. And as one of the, isn't there a, no, stupid. I just crossed wires in my brain and thought of the prince from Frozen, the bad
Hans.
Guy, Hans. Yeah,
he
yeah,
could
yeah.
be a good Hans.
He'd be a good Hans.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know? I would love that. Ooh, I
just watched Frozen for the first time in a really long time, like two nights ago.
That's a cute movie. I love
that,
all those
That scene
movies.
Where Hans betrays Anna is like
it's
fucking
awful.
Cinema.
It really is like
if
cinema.
If only there was someone who loved you.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember being in the theater being like, whoa!
Can I be honest? I knew it was coming. I didn't trust him from the jump. When he came up and he was, the way he was singing and the way he like sought
I fell
her
for
out,
it right away.
I was like, something about this. This hot prince comes out of nowhere. I was suspect. But then it was a massive betrayal. A massive betrayal. Anyway, so that was a Disney cartoon segment of our podcast. But regardless, that's exciting about Tangled. I love
it's my favorite animated movie by far.
Truly,
so.
Like it yeah. is. It is fantastic. The like it made me. I know that it jump started everybody's love for like those paper lanterns. But
yeah.
that part where they
Ugh.
Like where,
and at last I've seen the light. And it's like the fog has lifted. And at last I've seen the light. And it's like the sky is new. And it's warm and real and bright. And the world has somehow shifted.
All at once, everything is different.
Now that I see you.
I'm going to start so crying. Good. We crushed that. Wow. I love that movie. So I think I have to watch it.
I know.
Like
I'm going
to
watch. I have to watch it this weekend.
I'm going home this
fucking
weekend.
Mother Gothel.
I'm going home this weekend to hang out. No, for real.
She's
although,
an icon.
Although Mother Knows Best.
Oh,
top
banger.
10.
Listen to your mother. Don't be drama. Stay with mama. Mother
knows best.
So
she's the
good.
Fucking best. And then when she, I also just like appreciate her never ending quest to stay youthful. Like I relate, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like fantastic. She just wanted to be young and beautiful. Like,
and she was hot. She's a hot mom. So good for her. But yeah, she's evil. Regardless though.
Anyways.
I have to, anyway.
Sorry on that tangent.
Sorry. It's just, you know, listen, I know that there's a lot of Disney Swiftie crossover.
Oh,
so don't
please.
Act like anybody wasn't singing along just there.
I would be shocked if we don't have some pretty crazy Disney heads.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
I'm a
big Disney head,
I'm like
for sure.
10 steps away from being a Disney adult.
So am I.
Yeah.
And I keep that under wraps.
Yeah.
Like I used to go to Disney World like as an adult. Frequently.
I went for my 21st birthday.
I went for my college graduation. Yeah. Like, with my best friend, we would go like every year, like
that's
like
so
several
funny.
Years in a row. Like it was a, you know, like a well-oiled machine. Like it was.
It's the best.
I know everything about it.
I need to go again. I haven't been since.
We should go.
Then.
We should go. Dead serious. We should go.
Wait, I'm so down.
We should
down.
Get Fran and I. We should get Fran and Rhea
wait,
going.
Fran
they're
loves
always
to
trying
go.
To go. Rhea's
yeah.
always trying to go. We should go. We
okay,
should
wait.
Go. No
I'm
bullshit.
So down. I'm so down.
All right, all right, all right. So let's
back to what we're
back
saying.
In. Back
yes.
to what we're saying.
Reel it in.
I think that. That's exciting. Hopefully Sabrina gets the job.
Yes.
Congrats to Selena.
Yes.
Gia, I've been having a hard time lately. I am, you know, the holidays are coming up. I'm busy. I'm also lazy. I'm laying on the couch. I'm avoiding my responsibilities, except I'm not avoiding my cooking responsibilities. Mm. It's the only thing that's bringing me peace lately. I can put my phone away or I can put some music on and I can just cook myself a delicious meal. And thank God HelloFresh is there for me. I made myself some turkey lettuce wraps the other day. And oh my God, like... They kind of taste like turkey taco, but with lettuce wraps. And it's just been fantastic. Like their meals have always been good. I've been a huge HelloFresh fan for years. But they really save my life in times like these where I'm feeling stressed or I'm feeling overwhelmed and I can't get myself to the grocery store on time. They always show up at my door. I have everything I need. And it's just really good, delicious, healthy meals.
Yeah. It's also so nice because, delivered right to your door. So it's makes it so easy not to leave your apartment. I feel especially times in the winter like this. Like
well,
the
it's
last
frigid
thing,
outside.
It's
how am
frigid.
I supposed to walk and go get myself
no, it's
something?
Insane.
Absolutely not.
The last thing you want to do.
I could barely get a coffee this morning.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And like Uber Eats gets so expensive. Like all the delivery stuff gets so expensive in the winter. And HelloFresh is just so good for people that are like on a money crunch and, you know, want to save some time.
Mm-hmm. And it makes a lot of food. Like that's the best part about it is so I get two meals a week and I do like enough for two people.
Yeah.
So sometimes I eat the whole thing in one sitting for two people. Depends on what it is or how hungry I am. But other times I've got dinner and I've got lunch.
And lunch, yeah.
And it's fantastic.
Perfect. Yeah. So HelloFresh helps make mealtime manageable, saving you from searching for recipes or all that grocery shopping. Just pick your meals and everything you need is delivered right to your door. Includes high quality, sustainably sourced ingredients like produce that comes fresh from the farm with 50 chef crafted recipes to choose from every week, plus customizable options to make your meals just the way you like them. You'll be able to easily satisfy every craving. Get 10 free meals at HelloFresh.com/freetaylorwatch. Applied across 7 boxes. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. That's 10 free HelloFresh meals. Just go to HelloFresh.com/freetaylorwatch.
The aftermath of the Eras Tour, people are slowly posting their reflections on it. I think, first of all, we got to give these people time. People are clamoring for like, well, why haven't they posted anything yet? Why hasn't this dancer said something? Why hasn't Taylor said something?
It's like the Vienna fucking thing all over again.
I know. It's like, I don't know, because this massive 2-year tour just concluded 3 days ago.
Like,
and maybe
she's
they
sleeping?
Want some, yeah, she's asleep.
Yeah,
she probably just woke up.
Yeah.
But also, like, I just think, you know, give people a little bit of time. Everyone is so obsessed with posting on social media and this and that and whatever. It's like people are just, let them be in their feels for a few days and
I know.
Get the words, you know?
And I hate to break it to people, but I would say, how many of Taylor's posts do you think are not her posting?
You know, I wonder.
Like 50%?
Probably. I would say the more like the structured ones that are more like my album's out now and blah, blah, blah. Those I would think are probably
like someone else posted.
Yeah, maybe like drafted by someone and she approves it.
Yeah.
I think all of the like tour stop ones are her.
Yeah, me too.
For sure. But I also think
I think like, anywhere where she has to like give like an opinion or like talk about feelings or something.
Agreed.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, 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 for sure. But I also think again, like, I don't know. This was, how can you put this kind of tour into words? You know what I mean?
And I know.
If you're going to put it into words, it's certainly going to take more than 3 days.
Yeah.
So everybody can just chill out. I think her posting a huge carousel of photos throughout the tour, it was rare. I was there. I remember it. Mm. I started crying. I thought it was perfect. I thought it's emotional. I think it says all it needs to say for now. And I also think that like, how do you not see through that to like, oh my God, she's just processing it. Like, she's still, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how you don't see that. Like, that's, I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, no,
But there were people talking shit. There were so many people talking shit,
being like, oh, like, that's all she's going to say. Like, I can't believe that
that's the caption. I can't wait for these people to fall off, G.
Like, I know. It's just,
they have to fall off. It's like, it's enough. Enough. If you are shitting on stuff that Taylor Swift does, you're not a fucking fan. Really? Just leave. See yourself out. Yeah. Here's the door. Like, get out.
This tweet. Someone said, she gave us a book, a movie, mm-hmm. potentially a documentary, 149 shows, different surprise songs every night so that each show would be special, a whole new 31-song album and era, mm-hmm. including a song which mentions people constantly wanting more, and yet you're mad about a caption. I could never in my mind even empathize or feel like I understand where these people are coming from. Like, there's nothing in my brain that says, oh, you know, I get it. Maybe they expect, it's an Instagram caption.
No, like, it's an Instagram
in
caption.
In what world do we care?
Get a grip button.
Literally. Maybe if she said, fuck you, the Eras Tour is over and I fucking hate all of you, go die, then I'd be pretty upset.
Then I'd be like, oh, wow, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, she
like,
could have just posted a fucking red heart and I'd be like, oh my God.
And I'd be like, wow, like she's really going through it. Like, you know, again.
Just the fact that she still posts on Instagram, I'm like, okay, I'll take that. Like,
I know.
I don't understand these people.
If you look at other celebrities' also, posts, like, again, I hate the never-ending comparison to Beyonce, but Beyonce, like, doesn't even post captions. You know what I mean? Like, she just posts photos, but no cap. Like, she'll, like, Christmas is coming out. She posted a pretty thing about, or a nice thing about Blue Ivy. But then she just, like, she posts either no caption or one word or congrats. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I don't think she, and, you know, it's just, people need to understand that, like, not, I think, you know what I think it is, Gia? I think everyone is so obsessed with looking for clues and stuff or whatever. They want
TV clues in the caption or something.
Yeah, like they're just like waiting with bated breath for like something to dissect. And not everything is that deep. Like maybe she's just grateful that the tour is over. It was rare. I was there. I remember it. Like that to me carries so much weight in itself.
Totally. Ugh. I wish I could find the Instagram, but someone tweeted like, Taylor did like a one line caption for the end of the Rep Tour too.
There you go.
I forget what she said. I wish I could find the Instagram post, but it's from so long ago, obviously. But yeah, she had like a one line. It was something from New Year's Day, like
glitter on the floor after the party, right.
Something like know, like something like I'll be cleaning up bottles with yours. I don't know. But
for sure.
That's all she said. It's just like, and also every single Instagram post that she's posted from every tour stop is a long caption about how much fun she's had, mm-hmm, how much joy, mm-hmm, you know, how great it was, blah, blah, blah. Like, God forbid she does one. It's just so crazy to me. It really is.
People just
so
want her
crazy
to like write
me.
Essays. Like, they just, if you want, I don't know, go on. Go look for essays from other people. Like, she's not, this isn't Tumblr. Like, go on Tumblr if you want to go find other bullshit that people are writing. Like, I don't understand what the holdup is. And I also need to know who these Swifties are and what the percentage is of in reality. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, how loud is this vocal minority?
I know.
Or how big is this vocal minority? Yeah. Because it's certainly the minority. It's not how people really feel.
It's like Twitter Swifties.
It really is. And I hate the thought, and I say this all the time, and we say this all the time, that Taylor sees any of this and thinks that it's a reflection on, like, how people actually think. Like, that's what makes me really upset, because I would hate for her to have posted something or whatever, and then by chance she sees people saying it's not enough, it's like that. that gets to anyone.
That would piss me the fuck off. It would piss me the fuck off. If I posted on Instagram and I saw my fans being like, this Instagram caption stinks.
Ugh,
like,
okay. Losers.
Also, like, I feel like I'm a regular person and I overthink my Instagram captions so much. Like, she probably, like, thought about that caption, was like, oh, this is perfect.
Crushed it.
Encapsulates the ending of the tour. Yep. Like, you know, heartfelt, short but sweet. Puts it out there. What the fuck?
Not enough.
I would. I would be
as usual. The crowd
annoyed.
Is chanting "fucking more," and it's the greedy crowd is chanting more. Like it's enough. It's enough already, and everybody needs to chill. But real Swifties, people that understand her, and just generally are actual fans of her, and not like just fucking haters on the internet, understand what she meant by that caption.
Yeah.
And we're deeply moved to the point of a single glistening tear.
And I also loved all the pictures that she chose. I always find it very interesting to see which one she chooses.
Same.
But yeah, they were just so beautiful. I loved, wait, what was, I think, oh, it was someone posted like a video naming like all of the, you sent it to me.
Oh yeah, naming all the dancers. Yeah. So yeah, there's a video going around. Maybe we'll share it on
our
stories or something.
I know, I wanted to post it, but Instagram was down yesterday. I couldn't post
Instagram, Instagram was blowing yesterday. It made no sense all day. But there's a video going around being like, oh, thank all these people. And it was the first time that I've seen every dancer with like a labeled name.
Yeah, yeah.
I think without having to like look on Instagram or
whatever.
But
it was like the backup singers too.
Yes,
I think, were it
was,
on there.
I think so. Yeah, everybody was on there, and that was really nice. But yeah, I think the whole crew, everybody just needs some time to process. Like, can I tell you something, Gia? Mm. I still have yet to post like. It takes so long for me to post something on Instagram because I can never think of what I want to say, what photos I want to include, whatever. Like, I post in like 1 month batches. I'm like, here's the last month of my life because I haven't been able to do anything. I didn't post about like Fran's wedding for 2 months. You know what I mean?
I still need to post about Fran's wedding.
Yeah,
we got like a bunch of pictures back, and
I know she sent me a bunch. I want to post more, and I haven't posted anything in the last like month and a half. Like, I just don't. You know, it's hard to, I don't know, when you know that people are criticizing posts in this way, it's hard to like put yourself out there. But I think everybody needs to just get a grip. It's the Twitter Swifties.
Someone who did have the time for a long caption.
Amos. He, one of Taylor's band members who,
from the
very
days,
beginning.
Yeah.
Precious Angel posted a very, very long heartfelt. And so this is a prime example of, I think he started writing this like before the end of the tour. It was like a really long, just like love letter basically to performing in general, to Taylor, to the fans, to everything. And it does kind of sound like he might be retiring.
It does. Because
I think he is, how old is he? I mean, he might be older than, you know, all those band members are getting up there.
He said, it's done. No more early lobby calls. No more airports. No more lugging a suitcase. Like, so it just seemed like he's like, more saying goodbye to my family. No more how many sleeps. No more jet lag. It's done.
Yep.
So it's like, are you talking about the tour or are you talking about your career?
Exactly. It kind of sounds like both. He's 47, by the way. Mm. Which, I mean, you know.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
a
I
lot
get it.
On a 50-year-old man
149
to be,
fucking
that's
tour
crazy.
Stops. It's crazy.
Right. That's so nuts.
Yeah,
it's a lot, and he's been working his whole life. You know what I mean? Like, he's when
him and Paul have been there since the beginning,
and they were in their, I assume, like probably mid to late 20s when they started working with Taylor as like a 16-year-old. So it's like they've been doing this their whole life. But so he posted this big caption. People are wondering if he's retiring or what's going on with that. And I think, you know, either way, good for him. I think I think what a way to go out if he is.
Yeah.
You know, and end your career on the Eras tour. God, for, you know, that's,
like,
things could be worse. And I think the idea of that sounds lovely. And all in all, the post, you know, it's a very long caption.
Yeah.
Definitely go read it for yourself. But it is a, it was extremely kind, very heartfelt, very sweet, like obviously complimentary,
so complimentary
of Taylor, but also of everybody else that he's worked with and just of the experience. Like, there's one, you know, he kind of talks about, he's like, no more tattoos in Tokyo, no more this, that. Like, so he's like doing inside jokes and whatever, and it's just all very sweet. And, and it's just so clear, based on everybody that so far has even posted anything, how much it means to all of them. Like, even Cam posted something like, I'm still trying to find the words, but in the meantime, like, thanks to my boss lady, I love you so much, you know? And I think that we'll get a lot of that in the coming, like, months, you know? And, And I'm just proud of them all.
We're yeah,
proud,
me too.
We're both proud of them
Very
all.
Very proud.
They're fabulous people, and they deserve the world. Mm-hmm. And they worked really hard.
Yep.
So then go spend all that money that Taylor gave him in a bonus.
Yeah, seriously. You know? Oh, my God.
Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Buy a house or something. Do something cool.
Yeah,
I'd buy a beach house, probably. Yeah, get a car, maybe.
I think I'd buy a house. I don't know what I would do, honestly.
I don't know either. It depends on how much it is.
Maybe I would go on vacation.
I would definitely go on vacation, but that's only like, you know, 10 grand. You can go on vacation. But then if you've got like $1 million,
yeah,
I'm probably buying a little beach bungalow.
That's always first on my list. Yeah.
But yeah, so just exciting stuff coming out of the Eras Tour ending. And we'll see. Taylor's birthday is tomorrow.
Crazy.
Who knows?
35.
Yeah. She'll be. Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
A good number, people say.
Yeah, 35.
Yeah.
Rolls off the tongue well. 35.
35. People say it's a good year. I don't know. I'm only on 34, and so far it's been real shit. 33 and 34, not amazing. So looking forward to 30. Taylor, she's always one step ahead of me. So, you know, she'll.
What do you think she's going to do for her birthday?
I don't know, but it being on a Friday is fun.
So fun.
People are saying.
I wonder if she'll be in KC.
Right, I wonder too. Travis is playing the Browns, right? Cleveland Browns?
Yes.
On Sunday?
Yep.
And so people were saying online that we may see Wagler sooner than we think, even though it's an away game, because Cleveland is Travis's hometown. So maybe she would go to... People are saying that it's his hometown. Is that true?
Yeah, he's from Cleveland.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
People are saying, like he may go... That's what I thought. Your face made me think otherwise. I was like, oh, damn,
oh, no,
did
sorry.
I fuck that up?
I kind of just like disassociated for a second. Yeah, no, sorry. Sorry.
I was like, oh, shit, did I fuck that up?
No.
I was like, is it Cincinnati? I don't know those places out there. You know, I don't know Ohio.
New Heights.
Eye rolls. Right.
It's Cleveland, yeah.
It's Cleveland. So they're thinking maybe she'll go to this game because it's like in his hometown and whatever, blah, blah, blah. But the question that I'm curious about is he's got to be at her birthday party on Friday, right?
I mean.
Is she having a birthday party?
Yeah.
I assume she is.
He wasn't at her birthday last year.
I know.
Because I think he had a game or something.
And it was, last year it was a Thursday, so that made sense.
Yeah.
Maybe she starts celebrating tonight. Maybe we got to keep our eyes peeled in New York City.
Yeah.
You know,
should we
celebrate
go?
At midnight, 3, 2, 1, happy birthday. Yeah, we should. Waverly Inn.
Yeah, Waverly Inn.
Yeah.
Shea Margot.
The
corner store.
Where's the place that?
Oh, Lilia? Does she go to Lilia?
Ilya, she does. She likes that place too. No, Emilio's. That like pizza place.
Via Carota.
Via Carota, of course. Yeah. Yeah, we'll hit all Electric Lady Studios. We'll just stop by there
just
to see. Yeah,
just in case she has to drop a new track.
She might drop in. But
yeah, I don't know. It's exciting. I'm excited.
Birthday to Taylor.
Yeah, happy birthday, girl. Yeah. Like, what an incredible career and life and just
unbelievable. You should feel proud. You should feel so proud of yourself and what you've made of your life. That's something that I think that I don't think about enough is like, what have I done? You know, or maybe I do think about it too much, but in like a negative way. It's like, what have I done with my life?
Yeah.
But with Taylor, it's like you should feel proud about how much you've done. Not only be proud of yourself, but be proud of the things that you've done for other people, the people that you've inspired, the people that you've been for. Like, just what a important member of society. Like that's everybody
it's
wants
not
that.
Not even the accomplishments, because obviously those are so amazing and like whatever. But like the fact that she's kept humble and kind and caring and giving, you know, I think that just says a lot.
She stayed true to herself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's something that's very hard to accomplish when you reach a fame like that.
Yep.
Level of fame like that. So it's just amazing. I mean, it's just crazy to me that at this point, like, it's kind of like where are we gonna go from here? Almost like after the Eras Tour, her 35th birthday. Like there's just so many different avenues that
it's gonna be a new chapter of life.
Yeah,
you know, for her for sure. And I'm looking forward to it for her. I think that she, you know, she's been in this stage. I also think that we've said this before on the pod, but like the Eras Tour in general. When it started, I kept thinking, how hard must it be to like relive your life like that every night, all the time? Like, it's all about her.
Yeah.
And at the point that she's at, you know, we hear the lyrics of the manuscript, "One last trip to your shore, the story's not mine anymore." That must be how it feels. Like, God, I'm over this. Like, you know, of course, you love your songs, you love performing, you love all this stuff, but to have to like relive your, you know, the last 15 years of your life over and over again every single night is like, oh, enough. I want something new.
Yeah.
And so I imagine this is just going to be a total departure from what she's done up until now.
Yeah.
And I look forward to it.
Me too.
I think that it's, you know, everyone needs a new chapter.
Yeah.
And
agreed.
It's time for her.
Exciting stuff.
It's going to be great.
Something that just popped in my brain.
Oh.
Going back to Taylor's Instagram post.
Ooh.
I'm just so curious because I guess that I really thought that in the cleaning cart, you know,
yeah.
they change the picture of the city in every city that she's in, like to the city that she's in.
Yeah.
But the picture in the cleaning cart is still Cardiff. And
I
need to know
what
the tea is with Cardiff.
What is below it? Like, what's that other city?
That's Cardiff. That's the cat, and that's Cardiff.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. My thoughts are maybe true. What happened in Cardiff?
Like,
my thoughts are maybe they like collect souvenirs along the way.
But it's a printed out picture of Cardiff.
I know.
Like a Google image. It's so interesting to
you
me.
You think it wasn't? To me, that looks like one of those things you buy on the street.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it does.
Maybe it is.
You know what I mean? Like one of those paintings you buy from like a street vendor.
Maybe she just got it in Cardiff and she likes the picture.
Yeah, like, or maybe somebody got it for her.
Yeah, I don't know. Because
look, she has like tchotchkes all in there. Like she's got one of those cats in there with the hat.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
The hand that goes like this.
It's just so curious to me that it's Cardiff out of all of the places.
For sure. I did wonder what that was. But I think that cart became a collection of little things. And I don't necessarily think
it means
anything.
Yeah, it looks like there's like a motivational... Like, there's, like, a little sign, a hanging sign.
There's silly stuff in there, yeah.
Animals of the Day,
what
Meredith,
songs,
Olivia, and Benjamin.
You know, let's pull up Swift Alert right now. What's, just to have our fingers on the pulse, what songs did she sing in Cardiff?
In Cardiff?
Let's
it's just
see.
So interesting. But, yeah, no, I that makes the most logical sense, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Just that, you know, maybe one of the dancers picked up the picture and gave it to her. Maybe they just had a really fun time in Cardiff and she wants
to
remember it always.
That's what I mean. Yeah, maybe somebody, maybe someone visited her, like a friend. Let's see. Oh, my God. Were there, that can't be true.
What?
Were there 8 nights in Cardiff?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Were there really 8 nights? That's crazy.
No way. She's saying, this is why we can't have nice things. I forgot that you existed. Oh, my God.
That's
the lakes.
I hate it here in the lakes.
The lakes. Oh, wow. Yeah, I hate it here in the lakes. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow. That, so, I mean, it's, I'm like the little sass meme where I'm like.
Yeah, literally.
I hate it here in the lakes.
Well, maybe that means she, yeah. Was there really Cardiff night one?
No, that doesn't make any sense. Oh no, yeah, I'm seeing. It won't let me click all the nights.
How many times is? Well, one night only. No, she only.
No, it was one night only. Maybe that's why. Was it the only place one night only?
No, she did. There's a few one night only places.
Yeah. Huh.
I think.
Maybe it means nothing. Who knows? Who knows? I really don't know. But that is interesting. I think probably though that we're overthinking it, and it's probably just like she got it off a street vendor. Maybe someone got it for her because they were only there for one night. Or
like,
I'm sure there's you know something about it. Who knows though?
I'm trying to see if Cardiff was the only one night, and
one night just seems I feel like I don't remember.
I think it honestly was the only.
It might have been.
I think it was only the only one night. Yeah. Paris, Stockholm, Lisbon was 2 nights, Madrid was 2 nights, Lyon was 2 nights, Edinburgh was 3, Liverpool 3, Cardiff 1, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Zurich was 2, Milan was 2, everything else was 2, Hamburg, Munich. Yeah, that's crazy.
Interesting.
So maybe Cardiff was the one night she had a bunch of fun there, so they're like, fuck it, let's have this one.
Right, maybe they were trying to make the most of it, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah,
I would love to know the significance.
Yeah, me too.
I would love to hear from maybe the dancers or somebody that would know. I would love to know.
If any of you guys would like to come on and tell us the significance of Cardiff.
I would love to hear it.
Would love to hear it. Yes.
Gia, we have our holiday party today. Or not really a holiday party. It's actually a Secret Santa. But I know that when I'm shopping for other people and I am looking for gifts, I get a little distracted sometimes.
Ooh, me too.
Because as a Swiftie, I know you agree with me on this, we got to be staying bejeweled.
Oh,
and
always.
I love being bejeweled.
Yeah.
I love being decked out in diamonds. I love having shiny things all over me. Mm. And Steven Singer is somebody that can hook us up with this. And Steven Singer is actually a friend of ours for a long time. Not on this pod. They're a new bestie to Taylor Watch. But they have been a friend of ours back in the day. We've known Steven Singer for a long time. And they've got fantastic jewels. They've got beautiful stuff. They've got fantastic gifts. And if you're looking for something shiny to give to a loved one or maybe just treating yourself, Steven Singer's got you covered, especially in time for the holidays.
Yep. Just like Kelly said, there are still time to drop some hints for Christmas or to treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
The number one gift is real, natural, earthborn, diamond stud earrings, a timeless staple that goes with everything. You can get diamond studs from a lot of places, but it matters where you get them. Mm-hmm. That's why our pick is always Steven Singer. If you know Steven Singer. He's the I Hate Steven Singer guy.
Yeah, and if you're in the Tri-State area, you've seen those billboards your whole life.
All over the place. Yeah. Steven Singer Jewelers specializes in diamonds, and no one does diamond stud earrings better. Mm-hmm. That's the reason they sell more diamond stud earrings than any single store in America. He doesn't jack up the prices or mark down for fake sales, and he stands behind his jewelry with a no-risk, full 100-day, 100% guarantee.
Hell yeah.
They are 100% eye flawless, near colorless, and come with his famous full-value lifetime trade-in. Upgrade anytime for life, and your diamond studs are always worth what you paid for. Go right now to IHateStevenSinger.com and check out for a great pair of Anita diamond studs starting at only $298.
What a steal.
I know.
My God, that stopped me in my tracks.
Fast and free shipping in time for Christmas. A real jeweler you can trust. Steven Singer Jewelers. That's IHateStevenSinger.com.
I think that's about it in terms of news.
Yes.
Should we hear from the people?
Let's do it.
Okay. Fabulous.
Yes.
Oh, I think my butt fell asleep.
I know, my back hurts. Yeah. Okay, we kind of touched on this last time, but I kind of wanted to dive deeper into it.
Oh, love.
Hi, ladies. Absolutely love the show. I wanted your thoughts about Debut not having its own era. Mm. I know a lot of people don't care as much about Debut TV. I'm an OG. I've liked her since I was like 13, since Our Song, Tim McGraw, all that good stuff. If she's worried about fans not caring about that re-release as much, wouldn't it have made more sense to have Debut on the set list? Of course, I'm grateful I was at the show that Cold As You was played at. I was ecstatic, but I will never understand it. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I cannot wait for that re-recording. Thank you guys. I cannot wait to see what more you guys do post Eras Tour. Bye.
Thanks,
Yay,
girl.
Yay, thanks so much.
Yeah, I want to know what, like, if you had to think of one theory as to why she didn't include it onto the tour, what would you say, like, if someone asked you?
My main theory about that, and has kind of always been, is that there's some sort of legal element to it. Like, they're still arguing over like, custody of that album. Like, you know, we know that all of the albums had a certain expiration date when it came to the Taylor's version re-releases. Mm-hmm. And we also know that Reputation specifically has had their, like, copyright or whatever, her right to turn it over. I wish I was a little better versed in exactly what I'm talking about with this, but I do know that there's, like, you know, there's copyrights to deal with, there's permissions and deadlines and expiration dates when it comes to all these albums and everything. And I think Debut, because it was so early in her career and she was entrenched with, like, Big Machine, she's entrenched with, like, that other, like, writer, singer, Liz, what's her face?
Liz Rose, yeah.
Liz Rose. I think that there's a lot more moving parts with Debut. And I would think that there is more to reclaiming that album than all the other albums.
Yeah.
Because it was her first one. And because all those, you know, she wasn't with just, like, a big record label. Like, I feel like there are a lot of people that are kind of clamoring for, you know, a piece of the pie on that one. And also, I think the relationship with Scott Borchetta is a different relationship than the one with Scooter Braun. Like, I think Scooter Braun was like a, fuck you, I'm stealing my stuff back. And we've always said, like, the thing with Scott is kind of like a, I'm disappointed, that's like my uncle betraying me or something, you know? And I think that there might be something to that. Why it wouldn't have been included on the tour, I don't know. I think that she probably has to pay royalties on songs she doesn't, like, technically own at some point, like, in some capacity. Like,
but I think I don't think that has to do with anything with about live performing.
Although, you know what though?
Because like any artist can sing any song
live. That's not true. Because not when, you know how like One Direction, they have that gag on them that they can only perform like Niall can only perform like two songs of their discography because that's the agreement or whatever.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Not any artist can sing any song live without the proper permissions and licenses.
Right. Licenses. That's a word I'm looking for. And I think that it was probably too deep. And I also think that like it was already 3.5-hour show. I think that incorporating a couple of the debut songs into surprise songs, which she was doing early on, like she brought up a lot of debut stuff early on. And I think that kind of scratched the itch that people would have for debut. But all the other stuff was just bigger commercial hits and more important to the set list. And ultimately, it gets the axe.
Yeah,
you know?
I think
it's too much to deal with. And
I think I agree. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah,
I feel like with the Eras tour and like with her speeches and stuff, she always kind of specifically says like during COVID.
Yeah.
And all the time after that, you know, there was Folklore, Evermore. Or I guess Lover too, because
Lover
she never
too.
Got to tour
she
Lover.
Never got to do it,
Lover,
yeah.
Folklore, Evermore,
and Midnights.
Midnights.
Mm-hmm. Four albums.
Four albums that never got a tour, never got live performances. Lover did get a few, but like not that many.
Barely, yeah.
So I do feel like she kind of wanted to put the focus more on those four albums since they kind of didn't get their chance to shine.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I don't know. I feel like maybe in order to do that, you got to cut one.
You got to make some cuts. Yeah. And I think that's very clear. Like those all those four albums have the most songs on the list for sure. And then only when she added TTPD did she cut down and combine Folklore Evermore.
Yeah,
but nobody else really lost. I mean, maybe Lover lost one, but
Lover lost one.
And that was just to add in the whole new album that just came out, you know, like that's, which was fine. And people still saw The Archer. People still saw, you know, what's it? 'Tis a Damn Season. Like, people were still able to see it.
Yeah.
But
I'm reading some other people's theories, and some people are also saying, like, it's the album with the lowest streams. So maybe that's why she chose it as the one to, like, axe. I don't know. It's also hard because it is, like, a bit of a low, not low energy, but some of the songs are, like, not a Reputation
type
of energy.
Exactly.
It's a little low vibes. And obviously Our Song should have said no. Like, I'm Only Me Without Me With You. Like, those songs are super upbeat. But yeah, I feel like it just had to do with
like timing. What would a performance even look like for a debut, you know? Like, I feel like it would kind of look like the Folklore Cabin somehow. You know what I mean?
Don't know. I feel like
she's
it could be so cool. It could be like butterflies, like flying everywhere.
Yeah, it could
and
be. But even the songs don't really, like, they, it would have to be her, like, strumming a guitar in the grass with butterflies around.
Yeah,
like, that's
kind
of the vibe.
Yeah.
But I think that, like, I don't know. I think you're right about the vibe of the music. Like,
yeah,
it's just a little too slow for something like that.
And
it's perfect for acoustic guitar surprise song. Like, all the songs are perfect for that.
And I feel like if gun to your head, hey, you can only do 3.5 hours, like, your body will give out. Like, you have to cut one fucking album. It's obviously going to
be
debut.
The first. It's going to be the one that people know the least.
Yeah.
Not because, you know, it's just because she has so many new fans.
Yeah.
And the new fans know the more recent works, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to expect everyone to go all the way back into Deep Cuts. A Place in This World.
A Place in This World.
I know.
On the last night. Like, no one in
people
the crowd made a noise.
People are confused. Yeah.
You could hear a pin drop in the first, like, 5 seconds of the song.
Right.
So.
Right.
It does make me sad a little because I do love debut, but like I'm not gonna lose sleep over it.
No, for sure. And also, it's right. It's not a reflection on the album. It's just that it's the oldest album, and it's really it's really hard to expect people to know those songs in the same way that they know Fearless or Love Story.
Yes.
Even August.
Yeah.
Like, all those new Folklore Evermore or whatever. So yeah.
Right.
I just think that's it. I don't think it's that deep, to
yeah,
be honest.
Yeah,
yeah.
And maybe we'll find out soon.
Maybe we will.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Gia. This is Carissa from Chicago.
Hey, Carissa.
I have a question for you guys about the Eras Tour. In your guys' opinion, what is going to be the thing that you miss the most about every night? It could be anticipation for a new surprise song mashup, a song that is your fave, like in each set, an outfit, anything like that. Mine personally, I am going to miss Don't Blame Me. That is my favorite Taylor Swift song. I am a Reputation girly, like Kelly.
Oh, yes.
My absolute favorite album.
Yes.
So I'm really going to miss that part of the set and the Eras Tour. Love you guys so much.
Love you, queen.
Jeff Goldblum.
Nice girl.
Did a heart like this. Or something like
that. I hate these hearts. Well, don't the kids do this now?
This.
They do. Yeah. Like, for what? Like, why? It's the ugliest heart
yeah, I don't know.
I've ever fucking seen. It's so ugly.
You're doing it wrong, but...
Which way am I supposed
it's
to do?
Your,
this way?
So take your pointer fingers. Yeah, that's the middle. And then your middle fingers are the... There you go.
It's hideous. Yeah. Even if I really... Like, it hurts my fingers, first
it does,
of all.
Yeah.
It's fucking hideous.
You gotta get the hang of it.
Just go like this. What's wrong with this? It's too Taylor. People don't want to do that.
I guess. I don't know.
This is a beautiful, perfect heart. Like, what's wrong with that? Why we gotta, you know... dexterity here.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. It feels like I'm doing the blood sign.
I know it
I mean?
Does feel like
so
that.
So stupid. Anyway, favorite part of the Eras Tour.
Yeah, what are you going to miss the most?
What am I going to miss the most? I was actually seeing people online yesterday saying things like, it was a tweet that was like, quote tweet, this was something that's ruined Taylor Swift for you or ruined like blah 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 for you, and it's in jest, because then it was like the quote tweets were like, anytime I hear you need to calm down, I feel the urge to wave my hands around. Like, now I have to do this and like stuff
funny.
Like that, which is so funny. I think that I will miss the transitions a lot, because I think her transitions were so good. Specifically, she mentioned Don't Blame Me. The don't blame me, don't blame me, don't blame me for what you made me do. Don't blame me, don't blame me, don't blame me for what you made me do. And then the whole fucking
so
do. Like, it's really hard to listen
so
now. Like, obviously love all those songs, but it's hard to listen now like without that, because it's just, it gets you so hyped.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. And there are a lot of transitions like that. And the transition between, I want to say August. What is right before Illicit Affairs?
It's, August. My Tears Ricochet.
My Tears Ricochet. And then June, June, June.
Yeah.
And you want to scream, don't call me kid.
Yes. Don't
like,
call
that's
me
so
baby.
Good. There's so many good transitions.
Yeah.
But
that's a good one. I like that choice. Yeah.
Generally, though, I mean, surprise songs. Like, everybody wants to know. That was the most exciting part.
Generally, for
of
sure. Surprise songs. Like, waiting to see what she's going to mash up.
For sure.
You know?
So fun.
Yeah,
when she started doing the mashups, it became so much more exciting.
Yeah, like, it became so exciting.
Even when you're listening, like, she'd start a song, you'd be like, oh my god, that's the first one, what is she gonna like
mash it up with.
So it just it added a whole nother element. So fun.
I also I'm gonna miss like the add the different note changes and stuff.
Yes
Like for the one she had that note said you're burning up the-
yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
th- oh what how does that
so, no she's So you meet some woman on the internet
and take her
home.
Woo! Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I love that one. And
you meet some woman on the internet and take her home. So good.
I love that. I love the Who's Afraid of Little Old Me change when she screams
me.
When she's like, but what if they did?
What if they did?
Yeah, I love that. And
so good.
I also. At the end of I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, where she's like, try and come
for my job.
In the recorded version, it's like way more straightforward, but I always sing it that way when I'm listening to that song.
Me too.
So like little stuff like that.
In the recorded way, it's try to come for my job.
And
then in the thing, it's a little different.
It's more like elongated.
Totally.
But I definitely, in general though, probably the surprise songs and also... just the excitement of her like coming out in a new outfit. I also always loved.
I also love the oh hi.
Oh hi.
She's so cute.
She's so cute.
It's just really fun. Ugh. I miss it already.
Me too. I want to play this one just for myself.
Oh, of course.
Gia, this is not a drill. I am live streaming right now, Saturday night. Surprise songs. And she started playing Torture Poets Department on the piano. And then I was like, oh my God, she's going to go into Maroon and it's going to be the bridge with the ring on the finger. And then it was Maroon, you know? And just listen.
She's watching.
I can't hear anything.
So we can't hear it.
It was maroon.
Okay, well, she's not currently doing the mashup, but I just had to call you and let you know while it was happening. Boots on the ground, aka sitting on my couch. Oh my God, I can't believe that you predicted this. I think you are the mastermind.
Thank you.
That's so good.
I'm astonished. I'm going to go watch this back now. Bye.
That was a really
funny,
hilarious voice.
Gia,
I'm dead serious right now. No, that was so good. And by the way, that's the energy we want in these voicemails.
No,
like,
literally.
You call us like we're your fucking besties. Like, I love when people do that.
So
and they
funny.
I love how she thought of you and thought of us in that moment.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's so fun. Like,
that's
so
the only
fun.
Way I realized that I did that, because when she first started playing Maroon, I was like, oh, and then I got a DM right away being like, oh my God. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah,
wait,
like,
I
holy
did say
shit.
That. Yeah,
can't
I totally
believe.
Forgot.
That is maybe one of the craziest things that's happened on the pod. Like that,
yeah.
That is like for you to have suggested it, us to have been talking about it, and then for her to do it is like, it's crazy. All within like a week of each other.
I know.
Like it just feels, you know.
It feels a little too coincidental.
I'm telling you. Girl,
so
Taylor, again.
None of it was
we know you're listening. We know you're here.
Yep.
And we love you so much. And just so you know that. Okay.
And then this one I just thought was a good way to close out Eras Tour.
Oh,
hi, my name is Kelly, and
I came
to report to you
Great
guys
name.
On night two and night three in Vancouver.
Oh,
I ended up winning the Great War and landed some $16 tickets.
Wow.
So I took a quick flight up. I've been to 4 shows. They've all been very different. And when I say the energy back there was like no other, it was completely just insane. Everyone was very aware we were back there, all the dancers and obviously Taylor, and they did the best they could. They set up screens for us, and we got to witness her being pushed in by the cart and her coming out after and just waving
to
us. It just took such time to make sure that we were seen. So while I was there, though, I kept manifesting, obviously, night three, because I was in the city, and I was just like, please, I've got to go to this last show. So I actually went on to Game Time, thanks to you ladies.
Oh my God!
I was watching the tickets drop, and ended up snagging floor seats for night three.
Shut up.
And as everyone knows, it was insanely magical and so, so bittersweet. But I just wanted to tell you that the one thing that actually stuck out to me was her sense of peace. It was obviously, it was just
sense
so bittersweet for her.
Sense of peace. Oh, of course.
But she just appeared that she was going to be okay. And I also wanted
Girl
to
who's
say
going to be okay.
That you know, the community Taylor has made is just like kind of, it's just like no other. Just safe, kind of loving and just fun space. I met so many new people through this journey. Most of them I'll continue to keep as friends. I actually took 2 complete strangers back and forth from Seattle to Vancouver.
That's so funny.
And I just don't know any other artist who has created that type of space like she has.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to thank you girls for creating the space for us as well. It's just been so fun to ride this journey with both of you. Gia, give Anchovy some hugs for me.
I will.
Adorable, and keep doing great things, girls. Love ya.
Thank you so much. First,
such
okay,
a message.
Perfect voicemail.
Yeah,
shouting out Game Time.
I know,
saying nice things. Boots on the ground. Oh, applause!
Yeah.
Applause for that voicemail.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you,
Fabulous.
Queen.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. You know, I don't think we mentioned it, or I'm forgetting how they set up. They did end up setting up screens behind the stage for those $16 seats.
Yeah,
remember
yeah.
We were saying like you might be able to see the screens on the sides of the stadium.
Yeah.
They fully set up screens.
Which was
back
huge.
There.
Yeah,
huge, and also so nice. And
yeah,
and, I mean. Couldn't be more worth it in that case. Like, I was thinking that you were going to be seeing the back of the stage, trying to fight for a glimpse on the screens on the side. And it's like, yeah, $16 to be in the building, of course. But if there are screens right there watching the whole show,
it's perfect.
Oh my
and
fucking
you got to
God.
See all the like backstage stuff, which I thought was
so
cool.
Right?
Yeah.
And super different. And nobody's really seen that point of view before because no one's ever back there. So, really exciting stuff. And I think that, first of all, yeah, Game Time, it is no bullshit, Game yeah. Time. I think that the idea that that you can get those tickets last minute like that is just fantastic. And they've been so good to us. They've been so good to Barstool. And I love hearing the stories of how it helped it out.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, we would never peddle you guys bullshit. And I think that the Game Time model has proven to be pretty good so far.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that the excitement of everyone attending those last few shows, like even just hearing the excitement in her voice, like that is a reflection of how people really feel, you know. Mm-hmm. Like that is anybody who ever at one point said like they're underground or whatever, it's like, no, everybody knows that the energy yeah. in the stadium like was fucking
you're
insane.
Literally giddy,
literally driving up yeah. from Seattle to be there, like yeah. no, like that's some real shit.
Yeah.
I appreciate that voicemail.
Yeah. Okay, jumping into DMs. Hey, ladies. All right. So I know I'm completely ignorant to this, but bear with me and hear me out. Do you think Taylor could qualify for a Nobel Prize in literature? Maybe even straight up Peace Prize.
Ooh.
For all that she did and all that the Eras Tour accomplished. Bob Dylan won it, the Nobel Lecture in Literature. So it's not that outlandish of an idea, right? Like you said, she boosted economies, donated to food banks, brought massive crowds in and out of the stadium together with happy vibes. Mm-hmm. I completely agree. She's essentially a humanitarian. So how do we get our girly a nom for something so grand and prestigious? The deadline is end of January. P.S. Don't read this if I sound like an absolute moron. Much love, S.J.
First of all, you don't sound like a moron.
You don't sound
at
like
all.
A moron. You sound like a freaking...
You sound like a genius.
Yeah.
Because I think that this is, yes, I think she deserves a Nobel Peace Prize. She deserves a Pulitzer Prize. She deserves whatever yeah. whatever prizes you can get. Major,
yeah, give
Nobel,
her all the prizes.
Whatever awards you can get, I think she deserves them. But you know what, though? That is some forward thinking, because we were saying that she's a humanitarian and all that stuff. And I forgot about Bob Dylan.
Hmm.
Will you look up Bob? Yeah. Will you look up Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan.
Like Peace Prize?
Nobel
or?
Prize.
Is that what he got?
Yeah. So in 2016, he was Nobel Prize in Literature.
Sure.
He was recognized for having created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition.
Wow.
The Academy described Dylan's album as having a tremendous impact on popular music and said he has the status of an icon.
I mean,
he won a Nobel Prize for his music? Basically?
I guess so. Which sounds like, all right, Taylor, you know, start making space on the shelf, girl.
I feel like folklore alone and
alone.
Nevermore alone. Like Torture all Poets, like, yeah, I mean, that's just so crazy.
Right. So okay. So clearly it's very much a possibility. But I also think like the tour itself, all the good that it did, like there has to be,
yeah.
it has to fall under some kind of category.
So,
you know,
to nominate a candidate for a Nobel Prize, you must be an eligible nominator and receive an invitation from the Nobel Committee.
Okay.
And it says, but if you want to nominate a candidate for the Nobel Peace Prize, you have to be like a member of some things.
I'm sure she's got friends. You know,
yeah.
you know, I wonder if like, well, you know, what about Bob Dylan? Bob Dylan himself.
Yeah.
But also,
a former Nobel Peace Prize winner. I think this might only be for the Peace Prize. Can nominate you, or if you are a member of a national assembly, government, or international court of justice.
Interesting.
I'm
sure she knows Peace Prize people. I wonder
yeah.
if like Paul McCartney is ever, you know what I mean? Like, I wonder if he's got some kind of prize. Like, I feel like the Beatles would have maybe won something like that.
I'm going to look up celebrities that have won a Nobel Prize.
There we go.
Okay. It's all like, yeah. Albert Einstein, Marie Curie, MLK, Bob
right.
Dylan is like the only one that's like Malala.
Right. Malala. Well, I think Malala's a Swiftie.
She is a Swiftie. Didn't she go to the Eras Tour?
I think she did. Which would actually, imagine if Malala nominates Taylor for a Nobel Peace Prize. I would love that. Like, that sounds like ad libs, but I would love it.
Yeah. Well,
it could also just be Bob
Malala
Dylan.
Won the Nobel Peace Prize. Albert Einstein won the Nobel Prize in physics. So there's like so many different
you
types.
You can have the Nobel Prize can yeah. be has different categories.
Different categories.
See,
so I wonder if she could
really
win
fast?
Literature.
Will
yeah.
you look up really fast and see if what Bob Dylan has said about Taylor Swift? I'm sure he said something.
Bob
I'm sure they've
Dylan,
asked him.
Taylor.
He's
Swift.
kind of a. He may maybe not. He doesn't always speak out, but he might have said something. Nothing.
Mm.
He seems like. If he were asked, I feel like he would have said something.
Yeah, doesn't seem like anything really comes up. says evokes someone in, like, said that.
Oh yeah, people are saying
like some TTPD tracks have like Bob Dylan vibes.
True. Apparently, she has said that she cited Dylan as a major influence on her songwriting and an artist that she admires. Mm.
I looked up, does Bob Dylan like Taylor Swift? And the AI overview says, yes, Bob Dylan has shown interest in Taylor Swift.
Well, there you go. So,
in 2017 interview, Dylan asked if someone was referring to Taylor Swift when they said a name.
Okay. Sometimes AI just blows. It's like, what the fuck are we doing here? I'm curious about that. And I think that this is that's a really good question and certainly something on the horizon. Like, I don't think there's anything absurd to think that at all, especially if a guy like Bob Dylan has already won. Like, if we were to start saying, like, she'd be the first musician to, like, you know, win an award in literature or win an award in whatever,
yeah,
then maybe we would sound a little far-fetched. But the fact that Bob Dylan has won an award for something that she certainly falls into the category of, I think makes it much more likely.
Yeah, I mean, at some point
in her career. Maybe, yeah, not, maybe not by January, maybe not year, but no, I think that that's certainly a future possibility. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know if the Peace Prize is in the...
I don't know about that. I don't know if she's it's got to be Malala. Got to be Malala nominating her. Which Malala, she might. Girl, get
but
on
I
it.
But I feel like there's...
Deadline's January.
But I feel like there's people, like, for the Peace Prize, like, there's, like, people out there doing, like...
No, it's different.
You know, like, I wouldn't... You have to be, like, helping, like, babies in, like, random countries and, like blessing people. 100%.
100%. It's a totally different... It's a totally different thing. Yeah, Malala's, like, she's, like, an activist, you know? Yeah. That might not be the right way
to
describe
her. She was
turned
into an activist.
Turned into
one. Due to her circumstances.
Right, of course. Yeah. Yes, okay. We love her. So... We stan.
Anyways, Malala.
Anyway, we stand Malala. Yeah. Anyway, so as soon as I said that, I was like,
stand Malala. Next topic. But seriously, though.
No, but seriously, we love her. But anyway, yeah. No, I don't think that that's absurd to think whatsoever. Wow, what a whole host. I loved the people.
Yeah, loved the people.
The people were fantastic.
We got a lot of voicemails today, but we also have our big Secret Santa today.
Oh, we do. Yeah, we do. And we do have to wrap it up. So we will see you guys on Tuesday. We'll have to see what happens over the weekend. Taylor's big birthday.
Yep.
We'll Chiefs are playing.
Chiefs game in Cleveland.
And that's all I have on my brain right now. But yeah. I'm sure, like I said, Taylor's
I'll
birthday
be in
alone.
Chicago.
Is, you'll be in Chicago. Yeah. I'll be home at my parents. I'm going
home
this
lovely.
Weekend. Yeah, I'll be nice.
That'll be nice. Get some family time.
Yeah, I think we all need a little family time. So I'm going home, and that'll be lovely. And we'll keep our ears, eyes, noses to the ground for anything and everything. So keep your eyes peeled.
Yep.
And we will see you guys next week.
Love you guys.
Love you.